What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look. This is some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health reported on Monday a death in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. With the new death in the country, there is a cumulative total now of 8,206 deaths with a lethality percentage of 1. According to the report, 1,799 new cases were detected in the last few hours. Meanwhile, those hospitalized total 176 patients in the wards, 32 patients in the intensive care units. On Monday, a total of 8,403 tests were carried out, which translates into a positivity of 21.4%, which has basically been maintained in the last week. According to the Ministry of Health, Juan Díaz, Bethania, San Francisco, Rufina, Alfaro and Penonomé are the areas in the country that this Monday registered the highest number of cases of the new coronavirus. The active cases, they total 24,129, of which 23,921 are in isolation, and 208 hospitalized. Of those that are in isolation, a total of 23,874 are in their residences and 47 in the so-called hospital hotels. In order to face any type of variant of COVID-19 and protect themselves from the severity of the virus, the National Head of Nursing of the Ministry of Health, Isubia Calderón de Copete, reiterated on Monday the importance of the application of the doses. Calderón de Capote explained that the doses against COVID-19 will be applied from the age of 12 to all immunosuppressed patients. She also recalled that the application will be voluntary for people over 50 years of age, mainly with chronic diseases. But in this sense, the entity recalled that the second booster dose, the fourth dose, will be applied to people who optionally want to receive it. We're making a lot of effort to increase the coverage of the first booster and the second booster in those people who suffer from a problem that affects their immune system, said the official. The ministry places the biologicals in an interval between the first and second booster doses of 4 months. On the eighth day of the strike, different groups in the province of Colón continued with the protests and road closures, demanding that the government respond to their demands. After nearly 8 hours of closure, there were clashes between crowd control agents and carriers who keep the road in this sector closed since the early hours of the morning. The police agents proceeded to launch tear gas and were trying to get the drivers to move the buses from the highway, but this didn't happen. This noon, the organized groups that are on strike proceeded to close the streets and give access to the Cuatro Altos sector. However, almost an hour later, the National Police crowd control agents proceeded to clear the roads using tear gas. A group of teachers who are on strike warned tomorrow they will continue with the protests. The leaders of the province announced that they await confirmation by the executive branch of the presence on Tuesday of the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, for a second meeting in order to specify the actions to reactivate the economy of the province. The President met with the groups last Friday, but the leadership reported that no concrete answers were given. From early on, in some parts of the province, such as Palmas Bayas, down the coast, closures by carriers were reported. The same thing happened in Rio Alejandro in Puerto Limón Corregimiento and in Sabanitas towards Colón Center. The roads are blocked by caravans heading to the Cuatro Altos sector. The bus caravan was stopped by agents of the National Police. The highway to Colón is paralyzed, a place where a caravan of school buses blocks the way. Similarly, on the Boyd Roosevelt Highway, you cannot enter the city of Colón from Panama. In Sabanitas, clashes were reported between carriers and crowd control agents who proceeded to clear the highway of the sector. In the Cuatro Altos sector, which has been one of the main points of concentration of the protesters, the members of the Coalición Unidos por Colón gathered, but the crowd control agents prevented the closure of the roads. A struggle was said to have occurred, and pepper spray was used. Alternatives to the increase in fuel prices, repair of public works and employment opportunities are among the demands of the organisations. The teachers reiterated the call to the parents. Don't send your students to the campuses and carry out a walk from Calle 10 Central Avenue to Calle 16 entrance of the city of Colón. The public transport service of 9 routes remains paralysed and people have to walk to reach their destinations. Meanwhile, businesses have reinforced their doors as a security measure and groups of national police crowd control agents can be seen in different parts of the province. The Electoral Court reported on the afternoon of Monday that up until 4 p.m, a total of 16,011 signatures had been collected in support of the revocation of the mandate of the Mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. The collection of signatures began on Wednesday, the 20th of April, and the proponents of this initiative must collect a total of 198,920 signatures within a period of 120 days. Citizens can use various methods to sign. Visit the website, that's www.tribunalcontigo.com, or go to the Electoral Tribunal headquarters and use the multi-service kiosk that the entity has in various locations. They can also sign the physical books in areas that lack internet connectivity, the mobile application on activists' phones and the mobile application at stationary posts outside the offices of the Tribunal Electoral in the District of Panama. The lawyer, Roberto Ruiz Diaz, was the one who presented the request to initiate a process to revoke the mandate. The entity admitted on 7th of March the revocation process of the mandate presented against the mayor of Panama. Well, it's 4 days now before the outcome in a court in New York of one of the multiple chapters of the global corruption plot known as the Odebrecht case. Once again, there is, quote, international shame, unquote, in the air that Panama and its administration of justice have not yet been able to bring to trial those locally responsible for the diversion of millions of dollars destined for public infrastructure works. Various sources consulted by the La Prensa newspaper agree on this, including the one who presented one of the original complaints of the emblematic Odebrecht case 7 years ago. Well, starting at 4 p.m. this coming Friday, the 20th of May, the American judge, Raymond Deary, will read the sentence of the brothers Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, who pleaded guilty to participating between August of 2009 and September of 2015, quote, in bribery payments made by and at the direction of Odebrecht to a then high-ranking official of the government of Panama, who was a close relative of the defendants, unquote. Well, this period coincides with the presidential administration of Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal, 2009-14, father of the Martinelli-Linares brothers. What does it mean for the country? And who is this character? Well, former Comptroller Alvin Whedon, who maintains that the United States is more interested in sharks than in sardines, says that he has no doubt that the one who instructed the Martinelli-Linares brothers was their own father. Quote, so that they would receive that ill-gotten money and they would take it abroad. Whedon was one of the first to file a complaint with Odebrecht in September of 2015 to initiate an investigation into the use of the local financial system in illegal activities. He says that, quote, happily, the long arm of justice is working somewhere in the world. But this, he adds, is at the same time that unfortunately another jurisdiction has had to do it. With this week's sentence, he explains the prosecutor's investigations do not end, since the next one would be the, quote, senior official, unquote, or one of his ministers. At this point, he agrees with the former Attorney General, Ana Matilda Gomez, who described as, quote, a national shame, unquote, the fact that the Martinelli Linares have pleaded guilty to the crime of laundering bribes paid by Odebrecht in favour of a, quote, senior official, unquote, of the Panamanian government, and that he is a close relative, and that in Panama not even the preliminary hearing could be held. The equation is almost perfect, or almost complete. For whom could the children launder money if they did not hold public office? This is what Gomez was quoted as saying, And Gomez asked herself this question in an interview published by La Prensa on the 14th of May. And there is another fact to consider, because lawyer Carlos Ernesto González, Article 24 of the Constitution, reads as follows. The state may not extradite its nationals. For González, this case questions the efficiency of justice. He maintains that although there are some justice operators in Panama who try to do their job, the mechanisms to guarantee the impunity of the corrupt remain intact. The problem, quote, is not that there is corruption, which can happen anywhere in the world. The problem is that it's not punished. The momentum of the primary market set to trend in trading on the Latin American Stock Exchange in the first quarter of 2022. First-time issuances totaled $1,223 million, an increase of $195 million, or 19% when compared to the same period last year. Teresa Batista, general manager of Latin Clear, said that the growth in this segment is mainly explained by the trading of fund shares, negotiable commercial securities, short-term titles. In the first 4 months of the year, 17 issues were listed, with increased activity in March and April, after January and February with a slower rate. In the secondary market, that is, the trading of titles that are already on the market, there was a drop of $167 million, or 28.4%, for a total of $422 million. Batista said that the drop in volume can be explained by the lower trading of government securities in the second market, but that the level of transactions remained high, and only 70 fewer operations were registered than in the same period of 2021. The National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, issued a warning of prevention. This is due to the passage in the region of the first tropical wave of the season. According to the entity, the notice is valid until Friday, the 19th of May, and covers 9 provinces, 3 counties, mountainous and maritime sectors of the Panamanian Caribbean and the Pacific. The other night, CINAPROC reported that tropical wave number 1 was located in Venezuela and was moving at 28 kilometers per hour. In addition, the storm had a favorable environment for the development of clouds and storms towards Colombia and Panama. During the week, these conditions will increase the rains over the national territory, according to the Hydrometeorological Directorate of the Electricity Transmission Company, SAR, CINAPROC reported in a statement. That's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.